3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome once again to another radio broadcast from the Independence Missionary Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do trust that you're getting ready to go to Sunday school and church, and we invite you, of course, to come to our services. We really know that you're going to enjoy it. We know that if you want to worship God and you want to worship Him in spirit and in truth, then we invite you to come to the services this morning and all day at our church. We have a song for you we'd like to play. It's a real good song. Listen to the words of this song. It's entitled Wonderful. Right. Isn't God wonderful? He is indeed a wonderful God, and it's just hard sometimes for us to realize how wonderful that He really is. Aren't you glad that you serve a God that knows everything and that can take care of every one of your problems? If we'll let Him do it. I know today that there are some folks that say that there is not a God. They believe somehow that this entire universe just came into existence perhaps by some kind of big bang or some kind of other nonsense. Or maybe the primeval slime got struck by lightning and a couple of little amoebas began to divide. You know, there's one question that, as far as I'm concerned, evolution has never answered. And that is why we have male and female. Or, you know, they tell us that this one cell began to divide and it began to multiply and make a living creature. Where did the male and female come from? You know, I mean, it had to start sometime. And, of course, I really believe that God in His infinite wisdom has made man from the dust of the earth on the sixth day, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Bible says that only a fool would say there is no God. Because, you know, a fool denies what he already knows is so. And so the fool is saying, why there is no God, and there is. Don't ever doubt that there is a God. There's much evidence concerning just knowing that there's a God. We look at the creation of the world itself, and the Bible says that the earth is hung upon nothing. And now in our day, in our age, men have gone out into space in their spaceships and taken pictures of the earth, and there it is, hanging upon nothing, just like God said in His Word. He's a good God to us. I think a while back, our government sent a mission or a ship out into space, and it's going to take it many years to reach its course. And after it goes past Venus, it's just going to keep on going out into the limitless reaches of the universe. And of course, God has made it all. And the Bible says that God has created all things for Himself, that we might glorify Him. It's amazing, isn't it, that men of supposed intelligence today get on their hands and knees and dig in the earth trying to find out where they come from, instead of looking up, standing on their own two feet, looking up to the heavens, looking up to God, and recognizing that they're made by God Himself. Look with me now in the book of Psalms 139, and just consider some of these things that David says about himself, and that David says about us. And it applies to know that there is a God. You don't have to look at the universe to know that there's a God. You don't have to look at the trees to know that God has made a tree. You don't have to do any of that. All you need to do is to sit where you're sitting and look at your own body. And your own body will declare to you that there is a God. Let me say also that if you believe in God, that's good. If you do not believe in God, that makes you a fool, the Bible says. But notice also in the book of James, it is in about chapter 2, about verse 19, the Bible says there that the devils believe in God and tremble. And so just because you believe in God doesn't mean that you're saved or that you're going to heaven when you die. Because the devils believe in God, and the devil is going to spend his eternity in the lake of fire. My question to you today is not just that do you believe in God, but do you believe this morning that without Jesus Christ to wash away the filth of your sinfulness, that you have no hope? See, it's only by Jesus Christ that sinners are saved. So if you're lost, do more than just believe in a God, because that's what the devils do. But rather, believe that you're lost, hopeless, and helpless without Jesus personally washing away your sins. Look now in the book of Psalms 139. And David here talks about the Lord and about God and about how great that He is. He said, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. I think it's important to know that God looks at us. Somebody is always trying to figure out God. I think we've lost the issue. We need to be recognizing that it is God that is searching us out, not we that are just searching out God. In verse 2, Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. David says that God knows all about him, everywhere that he's going, and everything about him. Verse 4, For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. The Bible says here that wherever David goes, he can find God. He said in verse 7, Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy right hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Listen, there's no place that you can go and run from God, because God is everywhere. God fills this universe. God fills all the areas that He's created. And so just know that you can't get away from God, even in your busyness. And a lot of people get busy saying, I cannot think about God. I just want to be busy. Let me tell you, there's times, even in your life, even in your busyness, when you must settle down and know that there is a God in the heavens. Notice what David said now as he looks at his own body in verse 13. He says, Psalms 139, verse 13, For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Why, David is saying, even before he was born, God knew about him. Look in verse 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My, the human body, is indeed made well. Have you ever thought about your body and the way that it works? Did you know that you have sight? Most people have sight. Say, well, how do you see? And you can go to the doctor or go take a course and how and explain how that you're able to see with your eyes. And yet the important thing is this. The eye is flesh. And an eye can be perfectly formed in everything, but if the body is dead, it cannot see, because it's life. We have a tongue, and we taste with our tongue. And yet a tongue is still complete in all of its parts. But if God doesn't give that body life, the tongue doesn't taste. We have ears, and we hear. And we talk. You can talk about the sound as it goes through the ear and how it moves all the little hairs around and it causes the vibration on the hammer and the stirrup and all of this. But I would remind you that the ear can be perfectly formed and perfectly made, but if the body is dead, the ear does not hear. And so indeed we're wonderfully made, and the body that we live in is indeed a wonderful instrument. But there is a life that is given to this body that is over and above and beyond just what the body is. Because the Bible said that God created man out of the dust of the ground, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Always know that God is real, and that the life that you live is separate and apart from your body indeed. Your body is what you live in right now. But there's coming a day when all shall go to eternity. If you're lost, you shall spend your eternity apart from your body in a lake burning with fire. If you're saved, you shall go to be with the Lord. Well, how do you stand before God? We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We want to again invite you to come to the services at the Independence Missionary Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for a little bit more on this subject. Thank you now for listening.